Freedom McDowell, and ScottsdaleLexus.com.
Naughty, naughty computer. Bad, naughty, nasty computer. Shame, 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 naughty computer. Naughty, nice computer. Nice, soft, naughty computer. Oh, computer!
Under the bride, under the groom, under the sunny honeymoon.
Dr. John, something else, ain't he?
You're listening to what was formerly the Computer Corner. It's now the
Whoopee Corner.
Whoopee Corner, yes.
We have Whoopee Cushions.
Whoopee Cushions.
That counts.
We're talking Microsoft settlement.
We're talking naughty nice computer.
To review, in case you missed it early in the show, if you're getting the email and you think it's a phishing scam, it's actually not. Unfortunately, whoever put together the MicrosoftAZSettlement.com website, the attorneys that are actually handling the class action lawsuit, they did a very poor job in creating the site. They make it look like you're going to be submitting a lot of information, including your Social Security number, through an unsecure website, when in fact you're actually just going to print it out for yourself. But the bottom line on the whole thing is it's not a phishing scam, but more importantly, we're encouraging you not to try to get your $15 so that that money or 50% of that money goes directly to the schools here in Arizona.
I guess if you want to get it and you wanted to donate it, that'd be cool too.
Well, it's a voucher.
Well, yeah, I guess you can't do it. Well, you could give it to the school and they could use it to get computers. Now, it's better off to just
let it happen.
Let Microsoft get the $52.3 million and go ahead and take care of some of our public and charter schools with some software and computer hardware and things and some stuff.
So anyway, anytime you're concerned, by the way, one of the things that I was trying to get across to people that were concerned about this being a phishing scam, true phishing scams typically don't put contact information, real contact information on the site, and they typically have these really strange website addresses.
But we're very, very, actually very, very proud of you for being concerned.
Yes.
And you did exactly the right thing. When in doubt, you can always ask us here at the Computer Corner, and we'll take time out of our Saturday anytime to explain these kinds of things.
The tide has changed, and we love it. Anyway,
good.
Just ignore it. Let the money go. Even if you are entitled to the $9 or $15, let it go to the Arizona schools is what we're recommending.
I'm going to spend 3 hours, though. $9.
Hey.
Hey.
If you're a red shirt senior, you got the time.
Well, it's not $9 in your pocket, though. It's a voucher for $9 off of your next Microsoft purchase.
All right, whatever.
Attention, United States citizens!
Let's not go there.
No.
Let's go to Jim, though, with his e-machine. And what's going on there, Jim?
Well, this is a good parental story. By the way, I like your idea of the computer rap. What was it, polka?
What's that?
I like your idea of computer rap polka. I don't want it. You can have it. It's too slow for me.
Hey!
There you
Very
go.
Very clever.
We need to have free license to use that clip anywhere we see fit.
You got it.
Thank you.
Hey, here's my problem. I've been storing my pictures on the computer, and I have a darling 3-year-old daughter. And what happened was I've been downloading the patches that I'm supposed to download.
Yes.
All the time. And the latest one I did about a month ago.
Uh-huh.
I downloaded it, restarted, nothing worked.
Ooh.
It went kaboosh with the operating system, which is Windows XP. So I called, it's out of warranty, original warranty. I called the extended warranty people, and they said, ha-ha, sucks to be you, but you can do the restore.
Aren't you glad you bought that extended warranty for them to laugh at you and say, sucks to be you?
Yeah. Customer, not service.
So, they said, put the restore drive in, and guess what? You'll lose everything on the hard drive.
And let's stop right there for a second, Jim, because I think that's an important point we need to stress with everybody that's buying a computer, that's getting extended warranties, that's getting, I got all this protection, I got all this stuff. Most every major manufacturer of a computer, and rightly so, because they can't control what you do with the computer, and the only warranty they're going to provide you is to put it back to the way it was when you first got the machine, which sounds pretty cool if you don't know anything about computers.
Right.
Jim will tell you that putting it back to the way it was when he first got it is absolutely useless to him.
In fact, in the words of the extended warranty company, sucks to be you.
Yes.
Because, Jim, what happens to all those pictures when you restore that CD?
They go into cyberspace.
Never Neverland, right?
Yeah, they go. I don't want to say Neverland with the Jackson trial coming up, but and yeah, they go goodbye, and I can't get. Well, here's the deal. They said if you take your hard drive out, you can take it to somebody. They can actually download it and then bring it back. Have them save it on disk and bring it back and then restore it. Okay, sounds great. Now you'll love this one. My son, who's living on his own, is a gamer and a clocker.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
He's
hope we didn't offend him.
Overclock.
No. Dad, I can take care of this for you. All I have to do is bring it over to my house, do the old slave and master game, and
sure.
Save it all.
Nothing to it.
Sounds good. He tries it, and it won't fire up.
Uh-oh.
So we take it to a computer store near his house, and they said, oh, no problem. We have the technology. We will rebuild it. And 2 days later, I call them, and they say, there's nothing on his hard drive.
Uh-oh.
And I go, how can that be?
Ruh-roh.
Yeah, my son has it. I said, let's try it again. And it does fire up, but it says all these files are unreadable.
Well,
like Scoob.
Yeah. Extended warranty.
Well, there's a possibility that depending upon what your son did and depending upon the differences in the operating systems and the way things are set up, it's a possibility that when he put it in his machine and tried to do stuff with it, mm-hmm. that he inadvertently made a change to the file system on your drive.
Okay.
That's one possibility. Two is that this XP patch that you downloaded completely obliterated life for you.
Not real likely, but
not
possible.
Likely, but yeah, it's always possible.
And third possibility, it sucks to be you.
That's right.
No.
Alex.
Excuse me, I'd like to clarify. We established that at the beginning. Let's retract number three.
Right.
Not an option. That's already been established.
Okay.
Judge?
Yeah.
At this point, it sounds like you're beyond the average person being able to figure this out thing. And you're going to have to decide, do I want to go in the direction of let's just pretend I'd lost everything and just be good with it?
Well, do you, punk?
I want to spend a ton of money to try to get these files back? Because it will be a ton of money if it's something more than just basically copying files off.
Get pricey.
Please clarify, what is a ton of money?
$1,000 would probably be cheap if it's a real data recovery.
It could be in the hundreds, and it could easily get into the thousands if truly your son and computer tech shop have determined that, hey, this thing, there's nothing on there except for quote-unquote gibberish. It would require somebody's sophisticated time and efforts and software and tools and things to get in there and hopefully extract something meaningful to you.
Yeah, if it's real data recovery, it's like you're going to bring somebody a bunch of blank pages and a Dixie cup full of letters saying, make this all make sense again. It's not something you just snap your fingers and it's done. It's a lot of work. So you have to really evaluate what is the lost data worth to you, both in time, whether you can reproduce it, or in case of pictures, you can't. So you're going to have to decide, is it worth whatever it's going to cost to get it? And a lot of times you can find out what it's going to cost before you spend a bunch of money.
Right. And generally, most places that do that kind of thing, they're not going to charge you if they're not successful in getting something meaningful for you.
And that's what happened when I took it in. They said, we couldn't find anything on it, so there's no charge. Otherwise, it would have charged me like $80 a CD.
Yeah, so if it was easily accessible, I'm assuming you've got two different people that claim to have technical experience. We're going to, for the benefit of the doubt, say that they do. And if they're not able to get to the files, then it has to be reconstructed in some way.
You'd go to the more sophisticated level with data recovery.
Now you're talking about spending a little bit of money to find out even if it's possible, and then a lot of money if it is. So...
Or you decide, it's not worth it, and let's just go ahead and get the drive formatted and back to where I can operate again, and so long to those pictures and music and documents and address book and
such. Or if you don't want to make that decision today, you can take and set that drive aside, go get a new hard drive, put it in the machine for now to get going, and then you can contemplate what you want to do about that. Or decide, it's not that important to me now, but it might be later, so I'll keep this thing in safe storage. And at some point, when I win the lottery, I'll have the recovery done.
The important thing is, if you have any idea of ever getting to that data, don't use the hard drive.
Okay, and that leads me to my next question, because you're kind of leading into it. My son's going to bring me the hard drive back, put it back in the computer, and he said...
This is the number one son? Number one son?
Number one son.
The one that made me...
Yeah, the gamer. Yeah,
okay. One that may have caused this problem to begin with.
Come on over, Dad, and play video games with me. I'll show you. And then, did I get to play? No, I was there for 2 hours.
He showed you. He said he was going to show you.
Yeah, it'll be real fun, Dad.
That's bonding in this century.
No, this makes... it makes sense to me, but I don't know what he's talking about, so to speak. But he said, go get another hard drive and put all your pictures on the slave drive. And then, even if it crashes, you won't lose it. That makes sense?
Yes. Well, what he's saying is, moving forward, if you get two different hard drives, okay, you have one that has all your programs and operating systems and all that stuff, and then you have a separate one that you just put your pictures on.
Yeah.
What he's saying is, if the primary drive fails, no big deal because all your stuff's on the secondary drive, which is true.
I think what he's thinking is, if you don't put all your eggs in one basket, you'll be okay. But you've taken all the eggs that you care about and put them in one basket still. Just a different basket.
Yeah, what he didn't tell you is if the second drive fails, then you're back in the same boat.
But is there any reason why it would if it shuts down like it did the first time?
Two kinds of hard drives in this world. We talk about this all the time. Those that have failed and those that are going to fail.
There you go.
Yeah. So
can you say backup?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, no. You don't need a backup, do you?
Yeah.
Well, only a digital one.
Yeah. You want to get all your digital files backed up. And let that be a lesson to everybody out there that hasn't done their backup for a while, thinking, I've gone 3 years. I've had no problems.
Yeah.
You get your stuff backed up, folks, because then you're going to put people like us that do data recovery all day long. You're going to put us out of business.
Yep.
But you know what? It's not going to happen. We've been preaching backup for 11 years. Our business has quadrupled.
There you go.
So, you know, it's people aren't going to listen. But, Jim, yes, absolutely.
Back it up.
Whatever you do as you move forward, obviously it's a painful lesson. You'll have to decide, is it worth losing that stuff or is it worth spending the money?
Okay.
Short term, don't worry about the multiple drives. Really what's important is get your drive in there and get a regular backup system going. Because if you had that, you wouldn't need the second drive.
Right.
You know, it's basically a lazy man's fooling himself, thinking that I got to go.
False sense of security.
Yeah, bad. Mm-hmm. Spent money for no good reason. All right.
There you go. Thank you very much,
Jim. Thank you.
Have a good day.
I think we've absolutely, positively ascertained that it does suck to be you today.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you for that.
All right, Jim.
Bye-bye.
I'm wondering if the extended warranty people did actually say that to him. Oh, sorry, sir. Suck to be you.
No. My friend, sorry to suck to be you.
Man, I hate hearing that. But, guys, let everybody just learn from Jim's pain. Get your stuff backed up today. We'll be right back after this.
Ever heard of honeymoon syndrome? It's real common at the beginning of a long-distance relationship.